Hi, welcome back to another episode of This Amazing Life. My name is Ryan, and this is the show that brings you people and topics that encourages and inspires you, the listener, to want to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. Every day, we take small steps, and those small steps over a long period of time, they lead to big change. Sometimes that change can be big and scary. Sometimes that change can be exciting. Wherever you're at in your life, thanks for stopping by and choosing to spend a little bit of time with me. This show is going to bring you your brand new intention of the week. So thanks again for choosing to listen to the show, and welcome back. I've gotten the question a couple of times, why do I or how do I come up with what the intention of the week is? And most of the time, what I'll think about is a few different options or paths, and I'll try to put the perspective of the listener in front of myself. I'll say a quick prayer or a meditation, and I'll just ask God, the Holy Spirit, or my guardian angels, or whatever is out there to give me a little bit of a nudge towards a specific feeling or a specific word or a specific idea that might help somebody else that I'll come in contact with this week, or maybe somebody else that's going to be listening. Sometimes the intention of the week, it could be something that's just really resonant and really hits home and it's very poignant for me. Or maybe it's something that's going on with somebody that I know directly and I see them on a fairly frequent basis. All of these different things tend to add up and they affect what the outcome of the intention of the week is. And the intention of the week, remember, it is a tool, it's a mantra, it's a mindset. It's just a simple phrase that we can say to ourselves during the day, during the week, when things seem to be out of place or out of focus to help us get realigned. And this is very true for me today. The intention of the week is life is a gift to be celebrated. Life is a gift to be celebrated. Because there is so much bad news that circulates, whether it is the stuff going on with the government, it is stuff going on with the passing of a famous public figure, like unfortunately the passing of Kobe Bryant, and I believe unfortunately one of his family members might have been in the helicopter crash over the weekend. There's just news out there that really affects people like myself or other people even more strongly than myself. And when we think about these things that are happening in the world that are beyond our control, there are several different types of reactions that are totally normal. One could be just a great sense of sadness and loss and regret, or it could be a sense of your brain. It just starts to create these hypothetical situations where you're creating these stories in your mind of things that aren't actually true, but you're putting yourself in the situation of these people, empathizing and sympathizing with this person, but you're imagining how you'd feel when you unfortunately could have suffered such a loss, and then that just puts you in this awful funk for the rest of the day. And again, whatever the reaction is, all of these reactions are totally normal, they're totally human, but these are ways that we don't necessarily want to spend too much of our time to be stuck in a mental or an emotional rut. So that's why I chose specifically this intention of the week, to help pull us back and to remind us all of the great reasons why life is a gift that should be celebrated. So my first question for you is, what is something that you're looking forward to celebrating this week? If you're not sure what the answer is, what is one thing that you could celebrate this week? Or who is one person that you could celebrate this week? The questions that I'm asking you are really just off the top of my head, and these are just to help guide you and to help bring you back into recognizing all of the amazing things that you probably already have going on in your life, and just giving you a reason why you should be recognizing them and valuing them a little bit more than usual. In class today, when I was talking to my athletes, I said, you know, for me personally, there's a few reasons why I would choose to celebrate anything. One is a sense of accomplishment. I'll set a goal for myself and I'll choose to celebrate at the end of that goal because I know that I will have put forth so much time and energy and effort, and I want to reward myself with some type of a celebration, whether it's going out to dinner, doing something with friends, a trip that I do with Nina, or maybe the reason why I'm celebrating is because of the achievements of somebody else, because somebody is doing something that's so great and so powerful that I want them to recognize that I value them and I want them to know how much I appreciate their work. And again, the word that I used in that sentence was value, and that's another reason why we choose to celebrate anything. It's because we are recognizing the value and the importance and the significance of a person, place, thing, idea, belief, feeling in your life or whatever it is that comes across your way. So my hope for you this week is that you find extra reasons to want to celebrate everything that you have going on in your life. So another question that I could ask you is, what is something that you really value looking forward into this week, or something that you might not usually put a high amount of value? I know those are two totally opposite ends of the spectrum that I said really quickly, but maybe there's something out there that you value a lot that's coming up on your plate this week. Or on the other side of the coin, maybe there's something that happens on a very regular basis and you've been kind of stuck in a regular pattern of routine and just your day to day. And because of that, you know that there's something in your life that is very significant, very important, but you haven't shown it the amount of appreciation or value that it probably deserves. This could even be a person. This could be a relationship that you have with a family, a friend, a coworker, anybody that you think is appropriate. Is there someone or something this week that you'd like to recognize and make sure that you consciously are directing more gratitude and love and affection and showing how much you value that specific thing? As a speaker, as a coach, as a podcaster, as a content creator, I'm just like everybody else. I'll suffer some of the same feelings that nobody wants to have: anxiety, fear, doubt, anger, frustration. But I also want to be honest with the people that I'm coaching and that I'm teaching that things aren't necessarily always going to be perfect, and there are always going to be things that are well beyond our control. But how we choose to receive some of these things during the week, like specifically the information in the news about the passing of Kobe Bryant, at first I was really shocked and I was kind of upset about it, but then I chose after that to use this as an example moving forward for the rest of the week, just to remember how much of a gift everything that I have is going for me right now. So as you go about your week, instead of looking at things as just ordinary or mundane or just the norm, can we add a little bit more value and choose to celebrate the uniqueness, the specialness, the whatever it is to you that just adds a higher vibration to your life and just makes everything a little bit brighter instead of a little bit darker? And it doesn't have to be all the super heavy, big, melodramatic stuff. It can be something really fun and silly too. If you're looking for a good laugh, you should check out Ellen DeGeneres' Instagram page. She usually has a ton of really good, funny, and feel-good content. There's so many creators out there on Instagram and YouTube that if you just need a quick hit of positivity beyond myself or this podcast, maybe that could be your avenue this week. Maybe you just need something really small and something light or funny that you recognize, and that is what is going to be one of your small things this week that you're going to choose to celebrate. That funny meme or that text message that you get from your friend that you haven't spoken to in several months, or this one random song that comes on the radio that you haven't heard in a long time, and you just start dancing, but then you catch yourself dancing and you choose to not stop. You don't care that there are other cars around you. You just choose to embrace the moment and you choose to celebrate the joy and the happiness that has come across you. This episode was very unplanned. It was very off the cuff. It was off the top of my head, but I hope that you get a sense that this is very truthful, very honest, that the news affects me just like anybody else. I unfortunately stay away from the news more than I should. I mean, I try to keep a mild pulse on what's going on with the news, but I try really not to spend too much time looking at the news, and I try to focus on the things that I can control, my immediate area, the way that I interact with the people that I teach, my relationship with my friends, with my family, especially with Nina. the things that I can control and recognizing all of the gifts that I have been given, the talents that I have, the precious amount of time that I get day to day to work on the things that I want to work on, and how I can continue to hopefully be some type of a light for somebody else in a dark place. So when I heard the news about Kobe Bryant's death and I kind of slipped into that mental imagination stream of, gosh, like, how would I feel if this happened to me, or if this happened to Nina, or if this happened to my friends or my family? And then it just goes on and on and on, and all these hypothetical situations just are created through my imagination, and then I feel those feelings that come up, and I had to pull myself out of it, because that's not an effective way or a positive way to direct my time and my energy when I want to focus on encouraging and inspiring and motivating people. So I asked myself before I jumped into the car and before I taught class and recorded this episode, I said, how am I going to take this difficult piece of news and turn it into something that is more positive, but also more honest and realistic, so that way it doesn't just resonate with me, but hopefully it resonates with other people? And that's how I came up with the intention of the week for this week, that life is a gift to be celebrated. There's so many things that we get that we just don't know where they come from. They're blessings. People go out of their way to help us. We go out of our way to help other people. But we should take the time to recognize and to share these moments, and to, I'm trying to think of another synonym for the word celebrate, but just to express joy, to recognize, to value the things that we have in our lives, whether it's a car, an apartment, a healthy state of being. Your health is something to be celebrated. Friends, family, love. Love is probably the most important thing that we have, that I hope that this week you will choose to celebrate. And if you're on the other side of the coin, then hopefully you can recognize the things that you do have in your life, or you can start to focus on calling out into the world, into the universe, and taking the right steps to direct the things that you do want into your life, so that way you can also start to celebrate more of the positive and not feel that you are trapped by the negative. Whew. So I hope you got a little bit out of my intention of the week and my conversation with you. Thank you so much for choosing to listen, and thank you for choosing to support the show. As always, if you are interested, please share one of your favorite episodes or leaving a review. And thanks so much for choosing to spend some of your time with me. Thanks so much, and I hope you have an amazing day.